You are locked into Locked On Badgers, and there is no better place to be as we get ready for tonight, 7 p.m. Central on the Big Ten Network as Wisconsin is ready to take on Illinois. It's game day here on the Locked On Badgers podcast. I'm bringing you a game preview episode. Can you tell I'm excited? I mean, I am juiced for tonight's game. My name is Asher Lowe, and I am the host of Locked On Badgers, an insider at Badgers Wire's USA Today Sports site editor there, also a Wisconsin alum, graduated in the spring of 2020, and a Badgers play-by-play broadcaster throughout my years in college with WSUM Radio. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is the best place to find any car part that you could ever dream of needing. RockAuto.com, tell them Locked On sent you in their How Did You Hear About Us box when you find that car part that you have been missing. It is game day. Let's break it down to you. Here's what we're going to do on today's game day game preview episode. I'm going to go through how Wisconsin finds success on offense, how Wisconsin finds success on defense, my game prediction and why, giving you the score, everything to go with it, giving you how to bet this game, if I were betting this game, the total, the line, all of it, and telling you about a really, really special thing that we are doing as our fifth episode of the week on Locked On Badgers. You know we do five episodes a week, Monday through Friday. So if you're wondering, well, Asher, where was the fifth episode this week? It's going to be live before the game. 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. Tune in at ALOW_33 at Locked On Badgers. I'll have more information about it on Twitter. Make sure you follow those on Twitter for more information. But we are doing a Locked On Big Ten Live pregame show with me and Ben Stevens, the host of Locked On Big Ten, to get you ready, to take you up to kickoff of Wisconsin's season. And it'll be live on Twitter, on YouTube, and some other places. I'm going to give you all the details tomorrow on Twitter at ALOW_33. Can't wait to do that. Please tune in. Please join us. We'll have a messaging thing going where you can comment, tune in, give us your thoughts as we get ready for Wisconsin's season. It's game day. Let's start on offense. How does Wisconsin find success against a team that gave them some problems last year on the offensive side of the ball? Wisconsin lost, of course, 24-23 last year to Illinois. Three turnovers was the story last year in Champaign. Two turnovers in the fourth quarter. Jonathan Taylor coughed it up. Jack Cohn threw an interception. And if you listen to Wednesday's preview with Illinois' 24/7 Sports insider Jeremy Warner, you'll know that that wasn't a fluke. That wasn't Illinois getting lucky here and there, Wisconsin just being sloppy. That is what Lovie Smith and Illinois practices. That is what they preach, and that is what they put into action the last time these two teams met. Wisconsin has to take care of the football. That's where it starts offensively for them and Graham Mertz. One thing Jack Cohn did so well last year, and I've talked about this in terms of what do you lose with Jack Cohn under center. Five picks all year last year for Jack Cohn. That one against Illinois was a big one, but he didn't have many big ones all year last year. Graham Mertz, as a young quarterback, a redshirt freshman making his first collegiate start, has to take care of the football. So what does Illinois do defensively? How do they attack you? How do they beat you? How do they try to out-scheme you? Lovie Smith, since his days with Tony Dungy back in Tampa Bay at the Buccaneers, where they invented the, Tony Dungy really came up with the Tampa 2 defense, much like a cover 2, except the Mike linebacker, that middle linebacker, drops in to the middle of the field when it's a passing down and has to read that and be extremely mobile and active in the middle of that defense, reading what the offense is doing and reacting to it. In terms of setup, it looks like a cover 2. It's a 4-3 with two safeties. So how does Wisconsin attack it? I think that the guy that can attack this zone best, if you're talking about that middle of the field area, if you're talking about over the middle, making that Mike linebacker make a decision, make plays, and be the best football player on the field for Illinois defensively, which whoever's at middle linebacker will have to be for this Illini team week in, week out to make this defense work, I think it's Jake Ferguson. The tight end is always open. You've heard it before. It's especially true when you're playing cover two. Tampa 2 tries to take away some of that middle of the field stuff, but you can really attack up the middle with a post, a slant to a tight end. You really can do some damage to this defense, and I think Jake Ferguson's going to have a big game tomorrow. I think Wisconsin needs Graham Mertz to find Jake Ferguson for some easy completions early in the game, get him settled down, then take your shots over the top. But there'll be some open things under the defense. You might not beat this team over the top of the defense, but you'll certainly find some chunk plays with some shorter passes if you're Graham Mertz. And it gets him comfortable. That's important, right? You want to build some consistency, some comfort for a guy making his first collegiate start with weird circumstances, with no crowd, a night game on a Friday, didn't even expect to be the starter this year, really only had a few weeks of being like, I'm the starter, I'm the guy here. So he's got to make himself feel comfortable, and Wisconsin's play calling can do that with Joe Rudolph. Jake Ferguson can help that process. When you talk about the running game, it's going to be interesting to see. This is one of the most interesting things to watch, guys, on Friday. What's the breakdown like of carries, of who's on the field when? We know it'll be Nakia Watson for, I mean, we don't know, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say it will be Nakia Watson taking a majority of the carries on Friday. I think that we'll definitely see Isaac Arundo getting opportunities. We'll see if anybody else gets an opportunity to carry the football. Garrett Groshek, of course, will be the third down back. Might get a carry or two, but is going to be definitely heavily featured in the passing game, where he'll be important for this Badger team attacking Illinois' Tampa 2. The running back room will be interesting. We'll see what Isaac Arundo brings. We'll see what Nakia Watson brings in year two. We'll see if anybody else sneaks in there. But the biggest thing to know about this Wisconsin team offensively is they have to take care of the football. If they take care of the football, they'll win this game. There was a weird stat last year, a really weird stat in this game that makes zero sense at all. No logical sense. Wisconsin had the ball last year for over 40 minutes out of the 60 minutes of game time. Illinois had the ball for less than 20 minutes and still won the football game. How? Take care of the ball. In basketball, they talk about the great equalizer being threes. In football, the great equalizer is turnovers. You can make up for a lot of things if you force some turnovers. If you win the turnover battle 3-1, you can do a lot of the things really badly, which Illinois did. They didn't play a great game by any means. That's the weird part about that upset. It wasn't, and when you're a 31-point dog, you'd think you'd have to play a great game to win. Illinois didn't play a great game last year in Champaign. Wisconsin played a worse game. It was who's going to play worse. Wisconsin won that battle in the fourth quarter by having one of the worst fourth quarters I've seen in my time at Wisconsin, and definitely the worst fourth quarter of the season. That has been such an emphasis for this team, ball security. Garrett Groshek talked about it. The senior back said, quote, you know, if we don't give away the ball, that game goes differently. End quote, talking about last year in Champaign. They're aware of it. They know it. They know Illinois is trying to make them turn the football over. And they have to be better in that area. They have to be better. Today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. And in just a sec, I will give you my game predictions, the score, what it's going to be. I'll be right, of course, and some bold predictions about this game this season. All coming up in just a sec. But first, rockauto.com is the place to get any auto part you could possibly need. Rockauto.com has the best selection at wholesale prices. You go on the website, you look on the left side, they have every single make and model of every year you could imagine. Through years and years and years, literally back to the 1950s. So hit up rockauto.com. When you find that part you need, probably the best part of the whole thing is that you'll pay less than you paid anywhere else. You find that part you need, you pay less, you tell them that Locked On sent you in the How Did You Hear About Us box, and you have a new car part that you've been needing. Don't go to an auto parts store. Don't go to the dealer. Just go to rockauto.com, a family-owned business with the best prices and the best selection. When you're watching the game on Friday, when you're sitting back today, tonight, on the couch, ready to chill and watch the Badgers do work, it's been a long time, guys. We're back. It's been a long time. Today's the day. And what do you need in your hand when you're sitting back chilling? You obviously need a Coors Light. You need a beer as cold as the Rockies. You need a beer that is made to chill. Brewed in Golden, Colorado at Coors Brewing Company, Coors Light is now going to be delivered straight to your house. You can be chilling out on the couch. You go to get.coorslight.com and a pack of Coors Light will show up at your front door just in time for game day. Get.coorslight.com. make sure to enjoy responsibly, but make sure that when you're watching this game on Friday, you have the beer that is made to chill. What does Wisconsin need to do defensively to win this football game? To take care of business as -19.5 favorites. A number, by the way, that has been slammed. I mean, people are all over Illinois. Like, everywhere you look. I haven't seen one person that I trust in gambling saying take Wisconsin -19.5. And if you haven't listened to my episode on Monday, if you haven't seen my Twitter, I am not a person telling you to take Wisconsin -19.5. It's too many points. We'll get to that betting stuff in just a little bit after we talk defense, though. Jim Leonard said it this week, and he's on the money as usual, as the best defensive coordinator in the country. Quote, "For us, it always starts with stopping the run. We can do a good job of stopping the run when we dictate a little bit more. We can be a little more aggressive," end quote. Wisconsin has to stop the run because that, as he said, starts good defense. Illinois has a two-headed monster at running back in Mike Epstein and Chase Brown. Not really a clear one there, like I was saying, and like Jeremy was saying on Wednesday's Illinois preview. But Wisconsin has to limit Illinois on the ground. It all starts with that, of course, for Jim Leonard's defense, as it will do basically every single week, to be perfectly honest. Brandon Peters is interesting. He's the only second-year quarterback Lovie Smith has had in terms of a guy coming back, starting for a second straight year. Which is, I mean, good for Illinois. They need that consistency. You need that consistency at quarterback head coach to win in college football, no doubt. But he's inconsistent, and that was the thing for him last year. It was just inconsistency for him that plagued him. We talked to Jeremy Warner, the Illinois 24/7 Sports Insider, and he told us that Peters is, you know, capable of running, a bit more of an athlete than maybe most people think, than I definitely thought. So that'll be an interesting angle to watch for Wisconsin defensively. Will Peters take off? Will he try to scramble a little bit? Like Jeremy was saying, they won't, you know, design a run for him, but can he make things happen with his leg? Can he make things happen with his legs? Can Wisconsin limit those things from happening? When Wisconsin held opponents to under 3 yards a carry last year, 8-1. The only loss came against Oregon in the Rose Bowl, and Justin Herbert had some long runs in that game. But 8-1. When Wisconsin holds opponents to under 3 yards per carry, it all starts with that. Brandon Peters is not going to beat this team by himself. It's just not going to happen. He's just not that good. It's not that he's bad. He's just not Justin Fields, right? He's not even Tanner Morgan. He's not a guy that can beat you by himself. He needs a ton of help. He needs help from that backfield of Epstein and Brown. Wisconsin has to make sure they stop that first, and everything else will take care of itself. Also, a few turnovers wouldn't be a bad thing either. Excited to see Nick Herbig. The Nick Herbig hype train is rolling, as I've talked about on this podcast. Can't wait to see him at linebacker. Excited to see what we get from Colin Wilder / Scott Nelson, but Colin Wilder listed as the starter at safety with the OR designation with Scott Nelson. Interested to see how replacing Reggie Pearson goes in week one. So those would be two positions that I'm watching on the defensive side of the ball. Let's get into predictions. How does week one play out for Wisconsin? By the way, every week on Locked On Badgers, please join us. It's going to be an awesome season. Drop a review. Give us a follow on Apple, Spotify. Tell your friends, tell your parents, tell your fellow Wisconsin alums about Locked On Badgers. Let's get it rolling. It's going to be a really fun season. I can't wait to do it with you guys. At Twitter, hit me up at AOW_33 at Locked On Badgers. Hit me up with anything you want to talk about, you want me to talk about, or any feedback you have for the podcast. Always appreciated. Really excited to do this thing with you guys. So who wins this football game? Wisconsin's going to win the game. I know. Hot take. Really going out on a limb here. Wisconsin's going to go 1-0. How are they going to go 1-0? I think that there's nervy moments early in this game, especially for Graham Mertz. I don't expect him to play a game where everyone's looking at him and saying, that's the highest-rated quarterback recruit in Wisconsin history. That's the guy that was the All-American Bowl MVP. That's the dude, right? I don't expect him to pop like that in week one. He's going to have a decent game. He's going to make big plays in the second half that separates Wisconsin. But I expect this game going to halftime to be a little closer than Wisconsin fans might feel comfortable with. You know, 13-7, 10-7, 14-10 kind of deal. Illinois is going to get a fluky touchdown. Wisconsin's going to put together some drives, but not going to gain any separation in the first half. Second half, I expect the defense to impose their will. Wisconsin gets a two-score lead. Illinois starts throwing the ball more. Wisconsin controls the football game. Give me Wisconsin 31, Illinois 17, which means the Illini cover the spread of plus 20, plus 19 and a half, whatever it is right now on your book, and the under hits at 51.5. Those would be the two bets I would take. I'm not betting on either of those things because I don't gamble on games that I cover. But if I were a gambling man, under 51 and a half, I think the pace will be relatively slow. I think we'll see a lot of running from both teams early on, especially in that first half where it's going to be a low-scoring first half, a slow start to this one offensively for both teams, and then they'll pick up the pace in the second half when both teams are, when Illinois specifically is trying to come from behind a little bit. And when Graham Mertz has his feet under him a little bit, is feeling a little more comfortable in the pocket, and is able to do some more things with the football. But give me the under, and give me Wisconsin by two touchdowns. Big Ten Network, 7 p.m. Central. Wisconsin football is back. Please join us on at AOW underscore 33 at Locked On Badgers on Twitter, on I believe YouTube. Let me tell you the details on this on Twitter when I get them tomorrow. But we are doing a Locked On Badgers / Locked On Big Ten live show, 7:30 p.m. to lead you into kickoff. 7:30 Eastern, that is, 6:30 Central, to lead you into kickoff for Wisconsin's opener against Illinois. Please join me on Twitter with Ben Stevens for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I believe we can do some comments on there, or we can take your input as well. Can't wait to do it. And hey, just sit back, take a moment right now, smile. It's game day. It's time. We've made it. It's been a long time coming, but Wisconsin football is back. As always, on Wisconsin, I'll talk to you when this team is 1-0.